proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue with our series relating to the birth of Jesus Christ. And in proclaiming that birth to those on earth, God sent messages to different people. In this session, we will look at the first of three parts of his message to Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary in order to announce the impending birth of Jesus Christ. The angel's opening words might have caught her by surprise. He said, quote, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women," unquote. Charitao, the Greek verb rendered as highly favored, was not an allusion to Mary's outward appearance. Instead, it referred to her as a special recipient of God's grace or favor. Paul implied that same term in Ephesians chapter 1 when he wrote about making believers accepted or charitao, accepted in the beloved. Gabriel went on to tell Mary that she was, quote, blessed, unquote, among women. He didn't say that she was blessed above women, but among women. Mary did not receive the divine benediction as something that placed her on a pinnacle above other women, so to speak. Rather, the phrase which Gabriel employed indicated that amongst all the women of the world, God had chosen her, Mary, to accomplish his will in this matter. Place yourself in Mary's sandals for a moment. Reflect upon the salutation that she heard. Mary, though a descendant of King David, was from not the royal line, Solomon, but through another of his sons, Nathan. Mary lived in Nazareth, an insignificant city in a land bordering Gentile territory. Her espoused husband, Joseph, worked as a carpenter, in other words, a middle-class artisan. Suddenly, a messenger that you've never previously met greets you, by name no less. He calls you highly favored, blessed. He asserts that the Lord is with you, and that you have become blessed among women. Can you now understand why Mary pondered over the import of Gabriel's message? Gabriel reassured her, telling her, quote, "Fear not, Mary," unquote. Note that whenever anyone in the Bible encountered an angel, that individual invariably became frightened. In Judges chapter 6, for example, when Gideon learned that he had seen an angel, he cried out, quote, "Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face," unquote. Going back to what Gabriel told Mary, he said, quote, "Thou hast found favor with God," unquote. She became an object of divine grace, just as Noah had done several centuries earlier. Neither Noah nor Mary had any right to God's favor, but he freely bestowed it upon them. Paul wrote about salvation in the same way in Ephesians chapter 2, stating that, quote, "By grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast," unquote. Gabriel came to the crux of his message, telling Mary, quote, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus," unquote. That name has similarities to the Hebrew word Yeshua, a word that meant salvation. The Jewish people longed for an emancipator, but God did not give them a liberator. He gave them what they needed, a savior. Furthermore, God would utilize Mary to be his willing instrument in fulfilling that divine will. Gabriel had additional information to say about Mary's coming child. We will look at this matter more in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.